Good morning, this is Pastor Stolz, and welcome to our Sunday worship. The scripture lessons that I will be reading in a moment are as follows. Isaiah 65, 17 to 19. First Thessalonians 5, 1 to 11. Matthew 25, 1 to 13. And the closing hymn, 649. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess unto thee that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against thee by thought, word, and deed. Wherefore we flee for refuge to thine infinite mercy, seeking and imploring thy grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who hast given thine only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy upon us, and for his sake grant us remission of all our sins, and by the Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of thee and of thy will, and true obedience to thy word, to the end that by thy grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, hath had mercy upon us, and hath given us his only Son to die, and for his sake forgives us all of our sins. To them that believe on his name he gives power to become the sons of God, and hath promised them his Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy upon us. Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Glory be to God on high, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee. We glorify thee, we give thee thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, Heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sin of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord. Thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. The Lord be with you, and let us pray. Absolve, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy people from all their offenses, that from the bonds of sin which are by reason of our frailty, we have brought upon us, that we may be delivered by thy bountiful goodness. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We confess our faith according to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Old Testament reading, as I mentioned earlier, Isaiah 65, verses 17 to 19. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered, nor come into the mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jews to Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people of joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. So far. The Epistle, 1 Thessalonians 5, 1 to 11. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. And when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in the darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all children of the light, and children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that, whether we're awake or asleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also you do. The Gospel, Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slept. And at midnight there was a cry, Behold, the bridegroom is coming! Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto us, said unto the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps have gone out. But the wise answered and said, No, not so, lest there not be enough for any of us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch ye therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So far. In this morning's epistle, St. Paul is telling the Thessalonians and us how to be prepared for the second coming of the Lord. Of the times and of the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. To speculate on certain periods in the world's history, or to pick certain days, certain years, and say, this is the year, or on that day the Lord's going to come, is not the proper way to prepare for judgment. God has not told us the year, the day, nor the hour when his Son will return for judgment. He has told us certain things pointing forward to the judgment. There shall be wars and rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. These and other signs tell us that the Lord is surely going to come, but they do not tell us when. It is therefore impossible for us to know the exact time of the Lord's coming. But this we know perfectly well, that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. The thief does not call in advance to inform us when he intends to make his visit. He comes when we least expect him. In the same way, the Lord will return for judgment when we least expect him. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as travail upon a woman with a child. As the expectant mother is suddenly overtaken by birth pains, so the day of the Lord shall suddenly overtake those who are not watching, and they shall not escape. They will not only be caught unprepared for judgment, but they shall be utterly confused, totally helpless. The unbeliever who neglects to prepare himself, and the scoffer who ridicules the fact that the Lord's return will be unprepared, they will be bewildered. And when the day of the Lord comes, it will strike them like a lightning bolt. But you, brethren, are not in the darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of the light, children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of the darkness. The apostle is speaking to us as children of God. There was a time, of course, when we were in the darkness, that is spiritual darkness, also in darkness with regard to the judgment. But God, who commandeth his love to shine out in darkness, has shined in our hearts. He has given us the light of his gospel. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. We know the truth concerning the coming of the Lord, that he will come when we least expect him. And that day, therefore, need not overtake us as a thief. Yes, it's going to come as a thief, but it will not overtake us as a thief. How would God have us watch for the second coming of our Lord? Well, first of all, he warns us against spiritual indifference. Let us not sleep as others do. The word sleep here, of course, is referring to spiritual sleep. The apostle is warning us against spiritual indifference, against the day of judgment. If we remain spiritually indifferent, we shall be unprepared when the Lord comes. And nor does our Lord want us to be spiritually calloused to his warnings and to his pleadings. The person who freely indulges in the sinful pleasures of the world will soon become calloused, will become hard. On the contrary, let us watch and be sober. God wants us to be spiritually alert, to keep in mind what he tells us about the day of judgment. Doing this, we can be spiritually calm, not be nervous and upset about the second coming. He does not want us to dread his return. He wants us to be calm, composed. But in view of the destructive nature of the judgment, how can one be so calm? How can one look forward to it with joy? Because Satan will tempt us again and again to doubt his return, even to doubt our salvation. We are to put on the breastplate of faith, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. But if we neglect the word of God and the sacrament of the Lord's Supper, we will lose our faith. We shall be unprepared for the Lord's return. Therefore, since God has warned us against spiritual sleep and has told us how to be watchful and prepared, let us diligently use word and sacrament. It is not God's desire that anyone should be destroyed by the judgment. So eager is God to have us to be saved that he would not make salvation dependent upon what we do or who we are. Instead, he sent his only begotten Son into this sinful world. This Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ, died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. And in him we have been redeemed through his blood. In him we are prepared to meet our judge, whether we're awake or asleep, whether we're still living in watchful preparation, or our body has been laid into the grave by the sleep of death. Knowing that God would not have us to be lost, but to be saved, and that he has made it possible for us to stand in the judgment by believing in his Son, let us cling in faith to him, our only Savior. Because without him, judgment will strike terror and send us directly into eternal hell. But in him, our sins are covered. In him, we are reconciled with God. In him, we are ready for the judgment. Let us therefore keep in mind that the Lord will return suddenly. Let us remain spiritually alert, looking forward to his coming, trusting in the salvation which he had prepared for us, lifting up our eyes and in prayer with all the redeemed children of God, cry out, "Come, Lord Jesus." Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, and to thy church, thy Holy Spirit, and the wisdom which comes down from above, that thy word becometh it shall not be bound, but shall have free course and be preached to the joy and edification of Christ's holy people, that in steadfast faith we may serve thee, and in the confession of your name abide to the very end. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Closing hymn, 649.